probably 15.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, it's a little more than
that. It's pretty steep.
With no room for air. If you start sliding down it, you're in on, you
know, on the highway.
Yep. Right. So is that something we want to look at adding or no?
Well, unless it can be added easy enough, unless you say that it's already in the Walgreens to,
okay,
to Chateau improvements.
That's the 76-265?
If we could clarify that to include the Fall Creek.
What you're going to suffer from is that big old long stretch of road. MoDOT's never going to pick up fixing all those intersections. They're just not going to do it.
That's what I'm saying. So if there's one.
So you could specify one, a specific interchange or intersection if you feel that it has a higher need.
Well, and that along that stretch may be the highest need, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. So. So let's add as a separate one, Route 165 intersection at Fall Creek Road.
Yep. And then get rid of the 76-265.
To remove it from the list, or?
I would, Jason, because there's,
okay,
there's no, that's 3 miles of road and a million intersections.
Yeah, they're not going to take it. Travis?
I was going to say that 165 is number 2 on your county list. So it's, granted, it's huge. And it's not going to happen, but it is a priority if they rank high on the
major. Well, we can still leave it on our list.
The other one I was looking at is number
1. We can hope and dream.
This is 116-248, and that Y intersection.
Which one is that now?
160
or
248?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're just before you get to the, yeah, okay. There's a kind of like a 2-stop sign. Yeah.
That's small enough. That's probably something.
Something to be looked at.
Okay. So adding, sorry, that was 160 and 248 intersection.
It's really high on our list. It's
number 11. So does that give us 9?
Yes.
What's this access road 65 and Branch Creek Boulevard?
Or which one are you asking about?
Number 16 on our list. I'm just asking what it is.
I'm going to guess it's an outer road, is what I would say it is. We could look at our sheet. But
have they, MoDOT still doesn't know what they're going to do there with that. And then, because I thought that deadline was up on when those changes had to be made. Do you know if it was extended again? Fall Creek Road, number 15, I guess the one before I skipped over. Fall Creek Road, Wildwood Drive to Missouri 165. Is that the county portion? What's the concern there? Widening? And this is geometric. Is that because of the end of it, which we've already got on there?
Again, we would have to take a look at what our roof sheets have laid out.
Well, those are fun, because that's whenever you're...
Exactly. I think there were several spots like that.
It's like my own little roller coaster if I drive that.
Fall Creek Road, Wildwood.
Don't get rid of that.
It's down in the dip like you're talking about. Exactly.
As far as another one that might be possible, though, what about the 165 Point Royale Drive intersection? That's on state, is it not? That's where the state still has. That's not county portion.
They may be needing a turn lane. It's not in my district. I'm not really bothered. We'd have to read our sheet again to tell. That is a high congestion area, though, for sure.
It is hard to get in and out of there, I know. It ranks higher on the advisory board's list. And it's a small project.
All right. That might be another good one.
Okay, so
those other ones that we're talking about are not on the state system, so they're not going to go anywhere anyway. So
right.
This one is on the state system.
So we're talking intersection improvements at Route 165 and Point Royale?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like the Table Rock Acre subdivision, that's not a state system. Anyway, so we've got 10 there. But.
Okay, so now we need to decide which ones are higher priority. So I'll just read through them real quick to show everything we have. We removed item number one. So right now, number two would be at the top of our list, capacity improvements on Route 60 from Wyatt to Casey Road and Forsyth. Number three, capacity improvements on Route 6, Business 65 from the roundabout in Hollister to 65 Interchange. And then we removed number four. So the number five is capacity improvements on Route 465 from 265 to 376, which is an extension of the high road. We did make a note that we would probably make that one a lower priority. We removed number six. So number seven, capacity improvements on Route 465 between High Road and Shepherd of the Hills. Again, this one might be a lower priority. Number eight, capacity improvements on Route 76 at Lakeshore Drive. Safety.
I think that would be a higher priority.
Safety.
Mid to high, because that's an excellent place to happen, and that's where Ballparks Over America traffic, again, is going to be increasing. So we've got all those T intersections up and down at 248. And we've got the school and high school intersection there. It's got to be at the mid to high. So it may not be the highest, but it's got to be up there.
Okay. So then number nine is realign and widen Route 248 and signals at T intersections from the high road to Shepherd of the Hills. Safety issues. We removed item number 10. So then item 11 would be intersection improvements at Rockaway Beach on Route 160. 12 is intersection improvements at 165 at Fall Creek Road. 13 was intersection improvements at 165 at Point Royale. That was out of order, sorry. And then the 14th one I have on my list is intersection improvements at 160 and 248. Do we agree that what we have on here, original item number 2 and 3, are those still the top 1 and 2 priorities? So capacity improvements on Route 160 from Y to Casey, and capacity improvements on Route 65 from the roundabout in Hollister to 65 Interchange? Or would you say that the capacity improvements at Lakeshore Drive on 76 might be a higher one?
As far as stuff that could actually get done, I mean, you got priority and you got reality.
You know, I don't know about Forsyth and all of that, but the Hollister project's about a $730,000. I think any of our projects that we put up there in that early on needs to be $1 million or less, even though there's going to be some giant ones that could be up there. I don't think we're going to pick off the $5 million deal. And then I think a strategy, if we have $5 million projects, put them lower. And as Jason points out,